This is Le Show from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen, here's good news. File sharing has no effect on CD sales. You know this story. The record companies have been complaining for years that it's those damn kids with their damn computers who have been stealing those damn songs, and that's why those damn CDs aren't moving out of those damn record stores that are closing up and being replaced by damn Starbucks. This is Harvard Business School Associate Professor Felix Oberholzer, G. That's right. And Professor Coleman Strumpf of the University of North Carolina. Hey, we could have him in here. Let's get Professor Strumpf right over here right now. Get him out of bed. Hustle him out of bed. They based their claim on research carried out during the autumn and winter of 2002. Well, yeah, of course, then. To compare song download volumes with CD album sales. They use data taken directly from the file sharing networks. Those are the networks the kids use to download songs without paying for them. To calculate a number of genuine downloads made during a 17-week period. They also looked at official U.S. CD sales data, factors such as network congestion, song length, as well as international school and college holidays were taken into consideration. They then used statistical methods, not sure about those, to work out whether the sale of an album declines if it is downloaded more frequently. The result, the professors say, there is no such connection. File sharing has no statistically significant effect on purchases of the average album in our sample. Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. See, there's the weasel word right there. If you know anything about the music business, you know that most of the stuff they release is far below average. So, moreover, the estimates are of rather modest size when compared to the drastic reduction in sales in the music industry. At most, file sharing can explain a tiny fraction of the decline. Oberholzer, G, and Strumpf estimate it takes 5,000 downloads to reduce album sales by a single copy. And that's a worst-case scenario. U.S. CD sales in 2002 would have fallen by 2 million copies. In fact, they fell by 139 million units between 2000 and 2002. If the professor's analysis is correct, file sharing may have actually limited that decline. Their study suggests that for the top 25% of albums, in terms of sales, one extra copy was sold on average for every 150 downloads. Downloads did tend to impact less popular albums, those with 36,000 sales or less. Overall, they said, the effect is beneficial since the music industry makes most of its money from the most popular albums. So add to the list of people who are lying to us, ladies and gentlemen. No, they're not lying. The record industry wouldn't do that. And they wouldn't steal money from their artists.